Divine Office. Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God's holy martyr who disdained and overcame all pains and death, your faithful following of Christ has led you from the powers of ill, relieve us in our daily cares. For you are free from every bond that bound you once to things of earth. Ardent love for Christ, free us from all that drags us down. All honor to our Father God, who with the Spirit and the Son deathless crown in heaven's court of glory blessed. Amen.
The Lord extended his hand and touched my lips. He ordered me to prophesy to the nations.
The Lord extended his hand and touched my lips.
He ordered me to prophesy to the nations.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The Lord extended his hand and touched my lips.
He ordered me to prophesy to the nations. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a good and holy man, and guarded him carefully.
Herod feared John, knowing him to be a good and holy man, and guarded him carefully.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Herod feared John, knowing him to be a good and holy man, and guarded him carefully.
Although John's words disturbed him greatly, Herod enjoyed listening to John.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Although John's words disturbed him greatly, Herod enjoyed listening to John.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb he gave me my name. He made me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me. You sent your disciples to John, and he gave witness to the truth.
You sent your disciples to John, and he gave witness to the truth.
He was like a brightly shining light, and he gave witness to the truth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
You sent your disciples to John, and he gave witness to the truth.
The friend of the bridegroom, who waits and listens for his return, rejoices when he hears his voice. So now my joy is complete.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The friend of the bridegroom, who waits and listens for his return, rejoices when he hears his voice. So now my joy is complete. In faith, let us all call upon Christ, who sent John to prepare for his coming.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
Your coming caused John the Baptist to leap for joy in his mother's womb.
Help us to rejoice at your coming among us.
Dawn from on high, break upon us. Through the life and preaching of the Baptist, you showed us the way to repentance.
Turn our hearts to follow the commandments of your kingdom.
Dawn from on high, break upon us. You willed that your coming among men should be announced by John the Baptist.
Send new heralds to proclaim you throughout the world.
Dawn from on high, break upon us. You wished to be baptized by John in the Jordan to fulfill all that the Father required.
Help us to do the Father's will.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ Himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Let us pray. O God, who willed that St. John the Baptist should go ahead of your Son both in his birth and in his death, grant that, as he died a martyr for truth and justice, we too may fight hard for the confession of what you teach. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.